Hey, podcasters, M, Grant and Ed here. Cavalry, kangaroo's gone wild.
Yeah, look, Roo's gone mad. And let's get the segment name right.
Because
what did you say, kangaroo's gone wild? Roo's gone wild. Yeah, that might be better.
Roo's gone wild.
It
sounds like an MTV TV show, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. All of them's like...
Teen Roo's.
Showing their pouches.
Teen Mum Roo's.
But I only lost a wife and a dog in one Roo incident.
Yeah, you did. What's the name of your dog again?
Princess Popcorn.
Of course it is.
We should do...
Mine too.
What type of dog name is that? We should do like, is it the sort of fluffiest dog name?
Isn't it when you let your kids name the pets?
That's good.
Yeah. That's
when you exactly let kids name pets, what happens?
What happens? Ben's...
Write it down, somebody. That's
Ben,
good fun.
Who pushes our buttons and laughs.
Turn your mic on.
Ben.
It is. It's always on.
Good.
Your brother let his kids pick their middle name.
Oh, yeah.
Tell Ed and Grant what their names are.
So when they turned four, they had to pick their middle name. So my... there's now... Eli, not Eli, Spencer Chips Wosley.
Whoa!
Chips! And Zara Yaya Wosley.
Wow.
Yaya.
I love that. My little cousins have got quirky names as well. My little nephew, his name is Chase Danger. Danger is his middle name.
Danger is his middle name.
Yeah, it's actually his middle name. And his sister's name is Shelby Lucky. Lucky's my middle name.
Is this true?
This is true. It's fully legit on the birth certificate.
She's got a career as a stripper ahead of her.
and please, what I always do is the QC test.
Yeah.
You know, the judge test.
Yeah.
All right, in the matter of Luciano versus Danielle, all rise for Judge Chase Danger. I go, nah. Probably a motorcycle rider.
Amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, or a NASCAR driver.
Yes. This has gone off track as usual, podcasters. There's lots to look forward to. A few bombshells, a lot of Rita Ora chat for some reason.
Yeah.
Look, who knew? Who knew that
so
life,
much Rita Ora
chat. So many layers to the Ora story.
Yeah, oh, speaking
so many
of layers.
Onions.
Yeah, yes. Good. We have a Sam Smith interview in there as well. Lucky Jack did it. All that and more. Thank you for listening and subscribing. If you want to get any info, go to todayfm.com.au. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Come on.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Oh, bang on 6 o'clock, top of the morning to you, all present and accounted for. Grant Danier,
hello.
How are you? Yes, good to see you. M.
Hi, babes. What's wrong? You look a bit lost. You were looking for something before we went to air.
Yes, I was. I was looking for my little sheet that tells me what the name of the show is.
It is only day three. We can't blame you for that.
Thanks, mate. But
I get it.
But thankfully, the man said it before we came on. A nice man told me what
deep
it was.
Voice. It's very helpful.
Nice man with a nice voice. What a show we have for you today. My goodness.
Things. All the things. Alpha Bucks.
10 grand.
Yeah.
10 grand for that. We've got a good old-fashioned Roo's Gone Mad. Yesterday, they were hopping along the Harbour Bridge, and today our very own Grant Denyer has got the latest edition of Roo's Gone Mad.
It's a big story. It's a scary story. It's a scary story that's rocked the Denyer household. It's a true one too.
You've got a warning for all women out there.
I've got a warning that as part of Entertainment yesterday, Entertainment fast becoming the nation's favourite segment.
Sure is.
It was amazing. I think there's spin-offs coming. It's quite outrageous.
Thank you.
But you said something yesterday which really hit home, and it's a message for parents. It's a message for all ladies out there, and it's also a message for all men who are hoping to have one particular career, which is not a career.
Okay, that is a big call. Great, Jimmy.
All right.
Coming up next, we're doing the nation's already favourite segment, What's the Superior?
Oh, hey. Yeah. Danielle,
there's a lot of popular segments in this show.
Yes. I had a few people comment to me yesterday about your what's the superior Italian dish, which your answer was?
Parmigiana.
Yeah.
Mate, but it's the way you say it. If you give it a Parmigiana, then it's a lot more Italian.
That's not how you say it. Because you say
it's a Parma.
In country New South Wales.
Yeah.
He's got a Parma.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to be blowing some minds. That's all I have to say to you.
This is pretty exciting.
Yes.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Love this.
Good. Today's What's a Superior, I'll tell you, it's What's a Superior, what are we calling it?
Mind-blowing fact, yes.
It's things you just learnt.
Yeah.
You know, like, last night I had my world shook, not going to lie.
What was it?
I found out What is that tapping? It's driving me crazy. Can everyone else in Sydney hear that tapping?
Yeah, I could hear the tapping for a moment, but it stopped. And now it started again.
Oh, there's a poltergeist in here.
It sounds like Thumper from Bambi.
Not sure what it is.
This is great radio. Get ready, everyone, the actors.
I can hear that.
So last night I learned that GHD, you know, the hair straighteners, GHD,
yeah.
The letters Sydney Purse Brace.
Means something?
Stands for Good Hair Day.
Oh, get out.
It's good.
Are what? You serious?
Hang on, didn't you say you knew that already, though?
I did know.
How did what? You have this information and I did it?
I once asked. I saw someone using one at at Channel 10, actually, and they were going on about the GHD, and I said, what's so good about it? What does GHD even stand for? And the hairstylist just said, good hair day, and kept going. And I said, all right, well, you in this round,
wow.
But I'll be back.
See, I've just been bandying it around. I got my GHD, just get my GHD.
What did you think it was?
I didn't
think
even...
it was a brand?
You just think
something?
It was, yes. just an acronym for a company name.
Yeah,
right. Like even... BMW or something. You thought it was like one of those.
Yeah, well, doesn't BMW stand for something?
Bavarian Motor Works.
Well done.
Give me the sting.
Nice work.
Give me the sting.
Mind blown.
And their little symbol, their symbol.
Yeah.
The blue and white.
The blue and white is actually a propeller in motion.
Shut
if you took a photograph of a propeller and gave it to
hole.
Me again.
Oh.
Are you joking?
No. I'm here all week.
Okay.
Try the Palmer.
Good. I've got... Okay, here you go. CC's, the popular, you know, lovely, delicious... Corn chip.
Yep.
That's what CC stands for. Corn chips.
God, jeez.
Didn't know that.
What about on your car? On your car, you know where your fuel gauge is. You know how you always rock up to the Bowser. Not you always forget which side.
Which side
it's on. There's a little arrow next to your fuel gauge that tells you where the flap is. What side of the car?
Also, it's pointing to the side.
Points to that side, so you can never get it wrong.
That is so good.
This is the game we're playing. Yeah. If you've got a mind-blowing fact. Now is the time to lay it on Sydney. Not only are you going to give them some knowledge, but you could also find yourself going to R&B Vine Days. It's Boyz II Men, TLC and more, Saturday, Feb 3 at Bimbadjan in the Hunter Valley. Tickets are at Ticketmaster, but you could take home a double pass right about now. Call 131060. What is your mind-blowing fact?
Yeah, something you think everyone should know.
We are playing What's the Superior. Do you play this thing again? Normally, you don't, do you?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, do you want to play it again?
Yeah,
go on. Hit it again.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
A couple of lines have opened up for your mind-blowing fact on 131060. Em, you kicked us off today with the knowledge that GHD, the very popular hair straightener that GHD stands for...
Good hair day.
And then backed
it up. I only found this out 12 hours ago, guys. I'm still recovering. I didn't sleep very well.
but then, Grant, you're right. But then we were just having a chat during that song by One Republic, and it got us talking about the lead singer of that song and then other things. And then you've dropped another one on us about another a popular band member.
Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 is a prolific songwriter, has written songs for the Rolling Stones.
No way! That is...
Like, Rob Thomas would have made more money, I would guess, from songwriting now than Matchbox 20. Oof. I said,
give it again. I mean, I'm gonna need a bunker. This is getting unbelievable.
But we're looking for the facts. I think it's stuff that you've always thought you probably should have known. Can I give my toaster one now?
I want Jaden to have a go because your toaster one might finish it today because it's so shocking that we may have to rebuild the station from the aftershocks.
131060. What's a superior fact? Mind blowing fact. Two tickets to R&B Vine Days.
Yeah, you got it. So Jaden.
I'm on it.
Hey, Jaden.
Good morning, team. How are we, guys? All right?
What's your amazing fact? Teach us.
Yeah, so I found out yesterday, you know cicadas, the little insect things that come out in summer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Out of buggery? Yeah. They can live underground, for up to 17 years.
What?
Underground for 17 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and they only come up to mate and eat and sort of thing and can go back down. But, up to 17 years.
Jaden, give us your description of their sound again. They are as loud...
Oh, aren't they? Well, it's sort of like a very like a drone, isn't it? Like a that's not as good, but
even better. Nah, you were there, Jaden. You took me there. Thank you.
I felt they were there. Jaden, stay on the line. That's beautiful work. Jaden has to win something anyway, no matter what happens.
That was a good sound effect. Ben, g'day, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, darling. What's the superior mind-blowing fact that you possess?
The blinkers in the car. When you hit the stick up or down, it's actually going the way you're turning. So
Oh, so you, if you're going left, you go up.
And you're going left, you're going up, and it's the same way the wheel's turning.
Oh, it's going the same as the wheels. Blinkers are the same as the wheels.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, so as you shuffle your hands on the steering wheel to turn left, it's the same motion to knock the indicator up to go left, or if you're turning right, to knock it down as you turn.
Oh my God, I love this so much. This is so great. This is like the stuff. I should have brought in my pack of pads because all these facts are written when you open a pad up.
Oh.
Yeah, they have facts on the strip of paper that before you stick it down on your undies, you can educate yourself. I'm so upset. It's
That's another one. There's another
one. Didn't you know that?
Of course I didn't know that.
I don't know that.
Oh, you guys, on pads, on sanitary pads, before you steal the thicky, because you've got to stick it down your undies so it doesn't move around all day.
Makes sense.
On the sticky bit of paper, when you peel it off, is amazing facts written.
That's wonderful.
For ladies to educate themselves.
So it's the fantail of pads.
yes. And I will sit. That's exactly what. And I will sit there in the toilet, offering, just reading the facts.
Cool.
Really?
And what sort of topics do they cover?
You know, men sweat 30% more than women. I read that one this morning.
Give it to her.
Give me the bomb.
Give her the bomb.
It's a beauty. Thank you, Benny.
Sorry.
Justin from Wollongong. Morning, Justin.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, Justin.
I'm going good, mate. Are you still recovering from the pad one?
Making me sick.
Justin. Let's go to
your facts. Justin, make you sick. Oh, menstruation period. Oh, poor Justin.
You hurt yourself
there, Justin. Oh, blood. Oh, 50% of the population get it. Are you okay, Justin? Love a period on your leg. Oh, God.
Now, Justin, Justin, I walked you into that. I apologise. Hey, Justin, I'd love to hear your fact, buddy.
I started really like I was in love with Rihanna and with Lady Gaga and stuff, and then I realised that Sia, like Australian songwriter, actually wrote all their songs to get them pretty much famous.
Yeah, that is a great fact. When you find that out about Sia, you go, well, she's written like how many
all the
number
songs.
Ones? Like 10 or 12 number ones in a row.
I love that fact. That's really good.
Okay, come on, Em. It's time now for everyone that we spoke to. Tickets to see The Commuter for everyone that we spoke to.
Yeah,
but
not Justin.
Oh, no, Justin's all right. Come on, let Justin live.
No,
I've got to give Justin something.
Have we just met?
Yeah, we have, but, you know. And that's why it works, Sydney. This is how it works. So,
in 2018, if a 25-year-old bloke is grossed out by periods, need to have a chat.
He's not grossed out.
He was under pressure. He was about to go on air. He was trying to remember his story. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
He's learned. He's learned from the interaction, all right? Justin's all right. Here comes the fact.
Here's my fact.
This is good.
The numbers on a toaster represent minutes of toasting.
Not strength of toast.
I always thought it was that.
Yeah,
so not,
did I.
It's not that's a level fantastic. Of toastiness as such, like how dark or light you want it. You're saying that it's
minutes.
That it's time.
That's so good.
1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You can't win, unfortunately, but Jaden is our winner today. Jaden with his cicada fact that they can live underground for 17 years. He's off to R&B Fridays.
Oh, good on you guys.
R&B Vine Days. Hey, good to see you. Boris Demand, TLC and more. Feb 3 at Bin Badgin in the Hunter Valley. Tickets are at Ticketmaster, but you've got yourself a double. Good on you, Jaden.
Well done, Jaden.
Thanks, guys. Good on you. Must have been the sound effect on my day.
You call back any time.
It's the fact you said they're as loud as buggery. I think that got you over the line.
Get more of Today FM breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Today FM.
Now, Grant, Daniel, what is Australia's favourite radio segment at the moment?
I should have
teed you up.
What's the superior?
No, it's Entertainment.
Entertainment is the very close second.
How dare you, Grant?
First, I mean, first.
How did you not know that?
Oh, I got stitched up real bad then.
Yeah, I got
we had like
a
whole 2 minutes to talk about this right before.
Talking about how Rita Ora was from Kosovo.
Yeah, we were very busy finding out what Rita Ora's father's name was.
Yeah.
What is it again?
What did we find out, Benny? What did we find out Rita Ora's father's name is?
It's
Besnik.
Besnik.
Yeah. And he's an economist pub owner.
Yeah, he's a pub owner. I don't think he's an economist.
Yeah, he's an economist.
How
dare you not know that?
I only heard the pub bit. But yesterday in Entertainment, you really triggered something in me. It was like a flashback, GD.
You exploded. You were really sensitive and you had an issue with this in a big, big way.
Well, positive because I think this is one of my things. That you were talking about Paris Hilton and this is what happened.
You'll be happy to know, as Paris Hilton's number one fan, she's just today dropped a new song. It's called Never Be Alone, and it's been written about her new fiancé, because she's fiancé.
Oh. She's got a fiancé.
Yeah, to Chris Zilka. He's a 30-year-old DJ.
Oh, no.
Who was able... Don't marry a DJ, people.
You know, oh. What's wrong with you? He bought her a $2 million ring.
Don't marry a DJ. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, this
what's
is
your
one
issue?
Of my things. Listen. Young ladies
oh,
out
listening.
There.
Because you young also men said that there. That's not a job.
It's not, right?
Why is it not a job?
It is. It's a job because it's one of those jobs. It's not a job until you're at the very, very top. If you know, you're always slash something.
So someone better tell DJ Bloodfart he's in trouble.
Are you saying it's not a job because, like, don't try and kid us that you're standing up there with your cans on and you're pushing your arms up and down, but we all know that you just
you're
got
a USB
stick
in there.
And then you pushed go 2 hours
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, you're not doing anything.
Well, that is, yes, A, and B, it's because it's so easy to just call yourself a DJ. DJ Grant Denyer, congratulations,
thank
mate.
You.
You're, now, you're there. You can, you get yourself a wacky outfit, you're away. And the aforementioned DJ that you...
Bloodfart.
Don't know if we can keep saying his name, but...
he's a legitimate DJ.
Well... I'm sure he is, poor guy. He should get that looked at, by the way. But my point is this. They are the worst fake profession to marry.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to go...
You're starting a war.
With who?
DJs across
Sydney. As if DJ Bloodfart's up at this hour.
They're getting home, brother. They're coming home right now, and they're just hearing you poo-poo their entire vacation.
They know as well as I do...
They're legitimate, serious people.
...that it's not a real job.
They do have a briefcase.
And
with a USB in it.
And it's metal.
It is a metal briefcase.
Let's go to the list. The people that have, the famous people that have attempted to date DJs and how badly it's gone. Rita Ora, the Bosnian, Kosovo. Oh, geez, don't. Kosovo, I promise.
Sure.
Our good friend Riza Ora from our Kosovo heritage dated Calvin Harris. Do we have some of Calvin Harris's fine music? Yep, there we go. Pull that down. Yep, they broke up. They were only out for 6 months. It didn't work. And then, of course, they deleted each other off Twitter. He was meant to write songs for her. Then he didn't do it. So that didn't work, did he?
But they wrote a song together. Then he wouldn't let her use it after they broke up.
Yeah. So that's...
I love your intimate Rita Ora knowledge.
They're vindictive. They're vindictive. Calvin Harris then dated... Now, this is what a job title this is. Rita Ora then dated Tommy Hilfiger's son, Slash, who goes by the DJ name Ricky Hill. So they dated after that.
Rita Ora.
Yep. And how did that go? They split up, of course they did. Yeah. Do you want to hear some of DJ Ricky Hill's work?
Yes, please.
Take it away. Yeah, really. Ellie Goulding attempted to date Skrillex. That went into the toilet. That didn't work. Skrillex, take it away. Then Ellie Goulding didn't learn her lesson. She's moved on to Calvin Harris. How did it go? Yeah, that dated for a month. Calvin Harris then moved on to Taylor Swift. They went out for a month. Yeah, thank you, Calvin. Selena Gomez dated DJ Zed in 2015 for 5 minutes. Let's hear how that went. Great work. Katy Perry. Yes, yay. She dated something called Diplo. Anyone know what a Diplo is?
Isn't that Lego?
She's like, get that looked at. As well. It didn't work out. And finally, Paris Hilton is attempting to marry who was it? What was his name, DJ, yesterday?
Chris Zillard,
yeah.
I made that up.
That's catchy. Another Bosnian economist. Paris Hilton dated Afrojack.
What?
Afrojack.
DJ Afrojack.
DJ Afrojack.
Don't drop the title. It's like a doctor.
Yeah.
You can't remove that.
I didn't go to DJ University for 8 years to be called Mr. by you. And they broke up. Take it away, Afrojack. What have I learned? What have we learned? Say it together. What have we learned?
Don't marry a DJ.
Thank you.
Chance went and decided, you know what? I'm going to give some me time. I'm going to treat myself.
Good call.
Treat yourself. I got a massage.
Oh, good.
Now, 1060 straight off the bat, massage mishaps. Things can go wrong when you're nude and there's oil and there's a stranger in the room.
Especially if John Travolta's around.
Oh, God. I'm just going to bypass every joke that popped into my head and reset.
Let's move on.
So, things can go wrong when you're nude on a table, there's a stranger.
Wow.
And so, 1060 massage mishaps.
Did you have a mishap in there?
Yeah, I get a bit nervous. I have to shave down like I'm an athlete preparing for a race. I'm just really conscious of bumpy, shavy bits.
Okay. So you're saying less friction. The more you shave, the smoother the massage?
Well, no. Also, I'm hairy. I'm an Italian lady. So, untended, I do just look like a hobbit. So,
Which one?
Frodo's mother.
Oh, Frodo's mother. Yeah. Right.
The lesser known one.
Yeah.
And so I did that. I shaved down and...
Wow. Oh, that in itself is like a lot of preparation.
It's like preparing for a first date. Yeah. Matching underwear, undershave, overshave, yeah, perfume, the whole bit.
All for a stranger.
Yeah, and I walked in and I lay down. It's the first time I'd seen this guy and it was remedial massage. So it was horrible.
So it's, are we talking elbows?
Yes.
Yeah, elbows.
And and rubber balls and...
Mallets?
Mini tramps and capes.
Oh, it's the circus massage therapy
that's
school.
Fantastic.
Anyway, I lay down, face down on the table, and he left the room. And he, you know, they say, just let me know when you just take everything off, leave your underwear, and lay down face down.
Lay down face down, just under the blanket,
here's
whenever
some,
you're ready.
Here's some whale music.
Yep. Here's some whale.
And so I lay down, and he came back in. I was laying there, and I'd stupidly worn a G-string to the massage.
Jeez.
But well, but why is that stupid?
Well, it's a little bit like there's not enough structural integrity for the towel to hang on to.
Ah, yeah.
Wow,
there's no...
he needs a peg. Did you bring any pegs?
So he tucked the towel into the top of my G-bang.
Whoa.
Mm.
And then
that's intimate.
And then he then grabbed the top of my G-string and pulled it up.
Oh. Up.
Basically to my shoulders.
It went to you.
So,
come on, mate.
It essentially went inside my coccyx bone, touched my kidneys.
Oh, my God.
And so,
Jesus, he started flossing the ribs.
Oh, mate, I'll show you right now. So I'm laying there and I'm like,
dude,
okay, this guy's going to adjust. I mean, clearly he can see my cheeks are bulging. I've lost consciousness.
Yeah, yeah. You're starting to pull cotton out of your mouth.
Yeah. You guys... A whole 45 minutes.
Oh, Em, no.
Of just level 10 wedge eye. And I just, I couldn't relax.
No, you can't relax. Like,
what's relaxing about having a G-string around your ears?
Nothing, unless you're into that. No, nothing at all.
No judgment. Yeah. Some people call that move the muzzle. And so I didn't know what to do or what to say. So it was the least relaxing
that's
massage
terrible.
I have ever had.
Why didn't you speak up, Em?
Yeah,
you're a woman
say
who
something
up.
About it. Like, you're not shy.
That's my first visit.
Nah, mate.
Like, I didn't feel like I was in a position. I just...
You are in the position.
I was nude and vulnerable, naked and
was,
oily.
Was it a hot guy that you were too afraid
no,
to...
No, he was like... It was like someone who wears, like, a front pleat beige chino and has a dream catcher hanging in his window. You know that
and a lot of
guy
sandalwood
wears,
in his house.
Yeah, and who wears Crocs unironically. You know, that guy. And so I just felt like I didn't want to... I don't know.
You can't enjoy that. If something's going wrong in a massage, you've
got
to... GD, you got to say straight away. If you don't like the music, if the pressure is too hard,
I feel weird about that stuff.
No, if your G-strings are over your ears, you've got to at least say, "Hey, mate, back it off, mate."
You guys, 13 10 60 massage mishaps. Has something gone wrong while you're nude on a table, or are you a masseuse? I want to hear from masseuses too. And something's happened. We have.
Of course, you can remain anonymous.
Ah, that's not fun. Let's name and shame, bitches. Come on.
Okay, 13 10 60. Have you been involved in a massage
mishap? Yes.
Got to get a little fun little prizes here for those that get involved today.
Yeah, we'll find something, mate.
13 10 60. The game we're playing is: have you had a massage mishap? Because Em, you had a G-string related.
Injury. Oh, don't worry. I had a red line when I got home and it cut straight up the middle.
Oh,
I
carpet burn
soaked
take
those undies,
to
guys.
Come out.
Carpet burn. Had to get the jaws of life.
Yeah, I was laying on a table and my masseuse tucked the towel in and then thought he'd just readjust my undies, but he pulled my G-string way high and I spent the whole time just really focusing on that coccyx bone area and didn't feel relaxed at all.
Can't relax through the shoulders.
Nah. Maz in Newtown. Hey, Maz.
Hey.
Hey, Maz.
I'm worried you were just flat out sexually assaulted, but okay, let's go with this one. You had a massage mishap?
Yeah, Donald Trump style. I was basically getting a massage, and it was like a half an hour one, just, you know, full body. Not really full body, though. She kind of just, like, kept going back to my bottom area, and it just kind of kept happening the whole time. I was like, okay, this is super weird. And then when she went to do the chopsticks, to say, like, yeah, you're done. She kind of gave my bottom a big old slap, and yeah, their ass, literally, it was just weird. Anyway,
it's weird because you went in for a neck massage. Yeah.
Yeah.
We better get these pants off. No, I said shoulders. Oh, jeez, you seem tense. And Maz, what did you do? Once you received the bum slap, what did you do?
Was listen, I just kind of froze. I was just like, I've got to get out of here. And I went out, and she then told me that I had an amazing butt while I was paying for my massage. So I was like, cool, she was 70. Bye.
You know what? If there's 70 in an old lady, suddenly it's okay.
I think that's a compliment. I mean? I think it's a compliment all of a sudden.
I have no problem with Mrs. Doubtfire telling me I got a good bump. Vicky, hey, yeah. Vicky.
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
You too, honey. You, did you have a massage mishap?
I did. This happened a little while ago, a couple of years ago, when the hot stone massages had just come into fashion.
That's right, yep.
And a friend of mine got me one. I was going through a really hard time, really, really stressed. So I rocked up to this hot stone massage, laid down to put some oil. My eyes were closed the entire time. It was quite relaxing until she got the hot stones out. I could hear her rustling around and she was saying that was what she was going to do. So I'm expecting this amazing experience. I'd never had one before. And then all of a sudden, I feel bang, bang, bang on my head. She dropped the hot stones on my head as she was preparing to put them down my back.
Yeah. And was that relaxing, Vicky? Was that relaxing at all?
A gentle pounding of rock on skull. Did you enjoy that, did you?
Head injuries are so relaxing.
A real shock, actually. It was a real shock.
I bet it was, Vic.
Did she? Thank you, Vicky. That's fantastic. Brooke. Yes, GD.
Hello.
Go, Brooke. Hello. What was your massage mishap?
Okay, so my husband and I went to this beautiful resort in Vietnam, and I was too scabby and too tight to pay for a massage in the resort there. So I found a hut on the beach down the road, and I said it would be a great idea if we went down to this hut. So we went down there. My husband got put on a bed on the beachfront, overlooking the ocean, beautiful. The lady said to me, follow me. I followed her, and it became very apparent that I was in the family home. There were chickens clucking around on the floor. And then she took me into a room and proceeded to wake up her husband off their marital bed to put me on their bed to massage her. But it gets better. There were cigarettes and ashtrays all around the bed. And then thankfully I had a towel to put down, but there was blood on the bed.
Amazing. Amazing.
Wow.
Wait, so you went through layers. With the massage?
Did you do the massage?
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny.
My husband kept saying to me, are you okay? And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Glad I had those injections before I went on holidays.
There's an unconscious man, blood and chickens. I'm getting a massage. That's definitely that's amazing.
That's
thanks,
a green
Brooke.
Light. Oh, that's fantastic. Everyone's getting movie tickets.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
And now it's time for Rouge Gone Mad. They're hopping crazy.
There is a spate of kangaroo / wallaby.
A spate? Related. Are we calling two a spate?
Oh, it's a spate.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's a spate. Yesterday at this time, and all through, and it did go global, we knew it would, the kangaroo, was it a wallaby or a kangaroo?
A wallaby.
A wallaby.
A wallaby.
I don't know what the difference is, but please don't stop down to tell me.
Smaller you know? And a few other things. Smaller, primarily.
Hang on, that's like the difference between you and me. Smaller and a few other things.
Yeah.
What?
So, keep it simple.
So the footage, which was beautifully shot by the police officer with the lights flashing and then hopping along, amazing.
Majestic.
Went everywhere. Mm. So then we get in this morning, we're still sort of talking about that, and then Grant Denyer, you said, well, that's nothing because a roo has gone mad at your place overnight. What's happened?
Last night at Camp Denyer, it was a serious situation for all the family. Yeah.
Yep.
We have a little dog called Princess Popcorn.
I love Princess Popcorn.
Let me guess, the kids named that one?
No, Granty. <It's a
crow. laughs> You know how hard it is as a grown man to go down to the park in town and call your dog out in front of everyone? Princess Popcorn!
Fantastic.
Daddy's calling.
What type of dog is Princess Popcorn?
A cavoodle, a gorgeous little cavoodle.
What's a cavoodle?
King Cavalier Charles Spaniel crossed with a poodle.
Spot on.
Yeah. I have one.
As cute as anything. Looks like a little Chewbacca. She's gorgeous, but she's brave. She's little but brave. And then we had a kangaroo run into our house yard yesterday afternoon, and I'm on the phone to my wife. So the dog, Princess Popcorn, goes after the roo, corners the roo in the corner of the house yard. Roo turns around. It's game on. The roo starts sizing up to Princess Popcorn. Now, this is a 5.5-6 foot tall roo, big unit.
The Denyer size roo.
Like massive shoulders. built like anything. And she's ready to go Princess Popcorn. My wife's on the phone going, oh, she's about to be killed by a kangaroo because one swipe of those, you know, those sharp toenails, she'll be in trouble. She's gone. Yeah. So my wife starts running towards the kangaroo to save popcorn. So what does the kangaroo do? Turns around, wants to box on with my wife.
Amazing.
So there's now a standoff between does she kind of let the dog have it and save herself, or does she just try and rescue the situation?
No.
You pick up the dog, throw it at the roo and run. Sorry, popcorn. I did what I could.
This is from a man who hates dogs. Says the sentence, I hate dogs. You going to trust him?
They own you. You don't own them. So how did it end up?
Well, it ended up, I'm on the phone worried because I didn't know what was going to happen or how I could help because I'm only down the line. So all I've just said to her was just yell at it, scream at it. So she's like literally a foot from its face as it's kind of wanting to box on and get ready. And she just yells at the top of her voice and
what was she yelling?
Went.
Yeah.
Just scream. She just yelling, go away.
I said, just scream, babe, scream, and then run.
She could have used the classic phrase, that kangaroo's got my popcorn. That roo took my popcorn.
Make it end. Stop.
Em, is it safe to say that this is a dream factory?
Yeah, we are in the business of making dreams come true, Ed Cavalier. Mm-hmm. And we are also lucky enough, obviously, to have Australia's best mate, Grant Denyer, as a co-host.
Yeah, he is.
You're Australia's best mate, aren't you,
you
mate?
Are. God love you. Everybody loves you.
Just good on you, bro.
Whenever my mother-in-law sees you, Grant, when I said that we'd be working together, she always makes the same noise. So I say, oh, you know, it's really good news, Jeanette. You know, I'm going to be working with Grant Denyer, you know, someone I know a long time. He's a great guy. She always goes, oh.
Yeah. That gentle exhale.
Yeah. Just happy as
And I happen to be, I spend a lot of time on Instagram, obviously, guys. No. And I know. And I noticed that there was an Instagram page dedicated to you. I kept getting tagged in it. It was like, oh, look at this page, Em, look at this page. And it's called Grant Denyer Memes.
Yeah.
You've even posted a few of the memes. Oh. And it's just shots of you like, on the feud, usually, or sometimes from sunrise, with something sassy written above you. Like there's that shot of you where you passed out in the aeroplane, that classic moment on sunrise where you actually lost consciousness high up in the air. Mm. And above it is written, how you feel on Boxing Day after all the food you've consumed the previous day.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah,
it's
good. It's good variety.
It's great. It's fantastic.
You're loving it. That's,
yeah, there's a face of you going, and they've written your face when you stub your toe on the corner of every. Look, we need probably too many words. We probably need to work on being a little bit snappier.
That's okay.
But
they are very good. That's a really well chosen snapshot.
Yeah.
And it's all different shades of Denyer, and it is good fun, these memes.
Fantastic. I love them.
Yeah.
And so the girl that runs it is a young girl who is such a big fan of yours, and we're going to bring her on now. Kate.
No
Hello,
way.
Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. How are you?
You are amazing. We've been loving looking at these for so long. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
You do a brilliant job.
Kate, what is it about Grant Denyer that made you want to make a whole meme page dedicated to him?
He just makes so many ridiculous faces. It's actually so funny.
He does that.
I just have a ridiculous face is what you're saying, and that's what makes it awesome.
A funny face.
And so, Kate, how old are you, Kate?
I'm 19.
Okay, great. So that's very cute.
When did you start the page?
I started it in July last year.
Oh, so it's been going on, and it's up to 700 followers, but we think with a kick today we could get that up to 720.
Have you ever come to see Family Feud, by the way, Kate? Like, have you ever been in, like, in the audience or anything?
Yeah, I have, but back in 2014 when it started.
Awesome. And would you like to go again now that it's got a brand new set?
I might think about coming up. I've got to save money.
That wasn't as.
She sounds pretty inspired to come.
Yeah, that wasn't.
Because we have shifted locations. You're right. We were filming it in Melbourne, and now it's done in Sydney. So you're in Melbourne.
Yeah, I am.
I think it's great. Most 19-year-old girls are into, you know, maybe one of the Jonas's.
That's so true.
Or, you know, Bieber
or something like that.
But I just love that.
You're saying this like it's unlikely that someone might be into Family Feud or Grant Denyer at 19 years of age. You're saying it's that outrageous, Em?
I'm sorry, was I not clear on
that? Yeah, it was.
It's absolutely ridiculous. If you reverse the numbers in Kate's age, I'd believe it.
Anyone under 7 or over 70 is normally my demo.
Kate, why? I mean, I get it, but you're 19. Aren't there other people that you're more... No?
Kate? Not really.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, in the absence of no one else, he's all right. Look, darling, I love you, and I love all the wonderful work you do. It's
look
so,
what our boss
so
just
funny.
Wrote. Our boss just wrote in the screen, 131060, are you hot for Dania?
Oh, I reckon God. That's a fair question. I think that's a fair question.
What the hell?
Hey, Kate, thank you so much for being for joining us today. We love the page.
Thank you.
It's for the Grant Dania meme page.
Yeah,
it's
that's
there.
Fantastic.
And I was trying to say, hey, Kate, would you like to go to Family Feud? I was trying to get Grant to invite her.
Oh, come but on, dude.
All he did was give her the Jetstar webpage. So there you go. You go.
Some really good flight deals on at the moment.
Good luck to you. Thank
Kate,
you,
we'd
Kate.
Love to have you. If you ever want to come up, we'll open our arms up and welcome you anytime you like. It's a great little studio, our new little space up in Sydney. You're more than welcome to come up and join us, and we'll have a couple of games or two with you.
That's nice. Sadly, no
Thank
calls.
Thank you.
No calls on 131060. You're hot,
Daniel. Let's give it another go.
Yeah,
give it
you're right. Go. The nanas have got the dial phones. They take forever. Yeah. Those rotary phones are a bitch.
I have to get the nurse here. You got to get the nurse to do it for you. 131060.
This is brutal, by the way, team. Is this supposed to be like increasing my confidence as we start this new relationship?
Don't put the number out. No.
You know what? We're supposed to be spending a year together on air, and I went into an environment of which I thought was full of love and praise and support and warmth.
It is, sort of.
What 13, gave you that impression?
131060. Are you hot for Dania? It's a fair question.
Throw the number out all you want, mate.
131060.
This is uncomfortable.
If
we get a call,
keep
we
saying
get,
the number.
Can we go to a bloody song so it doesn't feel like it takes so long for a phone call to come
Hello?
Through?
Is this thing on? Hello?
All right. We'll
I think the lines are down.
Hello. Hello, Sydney.
We had the lovely Kate on a moment ago, 19 years old. She runs the Grant Dania meme page on Instagram.
Amazing.
It's pictures of you, GD, in various different states with some, some words above it. It's good fun.
She put a lot of time and effort into it.
And I question why a 19-year-old girl was spending time on Grant Dania.
No reason to question,
sure.
Quite frankly.
I just feel like you're more in the Nana demo.
Really?
Yeah. And my daughter loves you. So 10?
Well, hang on. There's a range straight away. You know.
10 to 90?
Yeah,
that's a good audience. It's a bit,
or is it 10 and 90?
It's nothing in between. It's everything under or over.
So the question we need on 131060, are you hot for Dania? It's straight up and down.
And legally able to drive.
Yeah. and we've had a call from Big Ben.
Ooh.
Now, Big Ben from Maroubra. Morning, Big Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
G'day, yeah, Ben. Really good. Thanks, mate. How are you?
And you
good. All the gays love Dania.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Hang on
Absolutely.
A minute.
Absolutely. He's so cute. He's got such an adorable smile. You just want to sort of pick him up and take him everywhere with you. He's your little mate.
Ben.
Oh, you make me feel amazing.
Ben.
Hang on. You're making him sound like one of Paris Hilton's chihuahuas.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that, Ben, listen to me, are you saying that Grant Dania is a gay icon?
Oh, I think he could be, yeah.
Nope, that is my role in the show. Uh-oh. We know that. Oh. Get out of here.
Sorry, you got a month to get him on the float.
Oh. We could cut the ass out of some jeans. That would be amazing.
Yeah,
I'd okay, I'm into it. All right.
I'll start shredding now.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for the calls. So many calls.
There was one call.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Let's talk Australian Open because big day yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was watching a bit of Dimonar, the young Aussie. He lost to Thomas Berdych, which is a bit of a shame. There was some good stuff on the outer courts. Always those outer courts are a bit of fun because you get the sort of old rivalries between nations,
yes.
If you know what I mean. They sort of play those. We play out a few World War II rivalries on Show Court 16.
You know, can I ask a question? And you'll know the answer because you're a sporty sport guy. Mm. Why do commentators always say, oh, they crashed out of the Open. Mm. Why do they use the term crashed?
Yeah, because I think they're trying to say that that's normally if they lost heavily.
Shock exit.
Yeah, or if it's an unexpected loss.
Because I always view them, you know, just...
What?
You don't want to know. Actually, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, no,
the things that go into my mind sometimes shouldn't be said out loud.
But what a night last night. I'd obviously gone to bed. Roger Federer had an easy win. Mm. And then they're standing on the court about to do the interviews. And then Will Ferrell's standing there, basically dressed as Ron Burgundy.
As Ron Burgundy.
This is the best.
If I hadn't seen this, here is some of Ron Burgundy interviewing Roger Federer last night.
There's a rumour in the men's locker room that you love coming to play down here in Melbourne, and your secret to fitness is you only eat wombat meat. Is that true?
That is untrue.
Have you ever tasted wombat?
I have not. Should I?
It is delicious. The national food of Australia.
What's he doing here?
He also called him a silky gazelle.
And he called John McEnroe John McIntosh, which was perfect. That is so Ron Burgundy.
The full video will be up on all our socials. You'll see that. If anyone knows, is Will Ferrell shooting something in Australia? What's he doing
no
here?
No one this actually has figured that out yet.
This is like an anti-promotion tour.
But he might
not promoting anything.
But he might just be a tennis fan.
Yeah, I think so.
Definitely a,
he's
definitely
just here because he's a tennis fan.
Would he cross the globe to come and watch a couple of tennis games?
He's got a bit of money. He could probably fly premium economy.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, I reckon.
He just came for the tennis. There you go.
He got a good exit row. And I love the fact that he finished up with Stay Classy Melbourne, which was just... yes!
God, he's spot on. Ash Barty, doing well.
Yes,
doing well,
she was the only Aussie that actually went through last night.
And she beat Belarus's Anya Sabalenka. Apologies if my pronunciation isn't perfect. Can we hear a little bit of Anya Sabalenka's work as she hits the ball? She's super grunty. Can we have any more of that, please, Benny? It was
every single ball she hit, she made that noise.
No.
And you're watching it, and I was like, is she for real?
Yeah, is she for real?
Has there been like any scientific evidence that proves that like improves your game?
That's a great question.
I feel who did it?
Sharapova,
right? I feel like maybe it's an emulation thing. You know, you hear, when I was sprinting, because Carl Lewis ran with his hands extended with fingers straight, I started doing that because he did that.
Right.
So I assume that would make me as fast as Carl Lewis.
The Barbie hand run.
Totally did.
And did you also have a drug test that was thrown out before the Olympics like Carl Lewis?
You?
Nah, let's move on.
Never prove it.
Let's move on.
Never proven.
The grunting got so bad last night that the crowd started mimicking it.
It would be un-Australian if they didn't.
It was very funny. Mm. And then the umpire had to get involved.
Please.
Yeah, oh dear.
It just as a courtesy for the players, please.
I think the umpire needs to just
stay out of
just stay out of it right now.
The less said, the better.
Less said, the better. Can we also say that about Jim Courier? Or...
yeah. God, we can't have women talking about sport, you guys. No, what's going on?
Jim Courier.
Oh,
not a fan?
Guys, over the holidays, I went to see Pitch Perfect 3 with my youngest daughter, Odette. She's a big fan of the Pitch Perfect
she's
movie series.
About?
She loves the Bellas.
Yep.
Her favourite character by a mile is Fat Amy, played by Rebel Wilson.
My daughters, I know.
Rebel Wilson.
Loves it.
Okay.
And Pitch Perfect 3 is a thing that happened to my eyes. And the singing was very good.
Okay.
But the thing that Australia, we need to declare unofficial war on one particular actor, John Lithgow.
Oh.
He attempted an Australian accent. I mean, sure, you could just hire an Australian actor. I mean, you could.
Yeah, so is he playing Rebel Wilson's father?
Father.
Oh, so Rebel's doing her Australian
accent.
She's
Australian.
So her father has to, that makes sense, would be Australian.
That's correct.
But they've got an American to do an Australian
accent.
Sure. Ooh, okay.
And as we know, in the past, Americans do our accents so well.
Oh, don't they?
Now, we actually need to declare war. He did such bad things to our accent. I don't even know. And then I went and did research. Rebel Wilson was his dialect coach.
She might have stitched him up intentionally.
I think so. And then I tried to get an example for you guys, but it was so hard. I think the movie have just locked it down. But I got him in an interview just doing a tiny bit. So this is John Lithgow explaining what happened when he found out he got the role of Fat Amy's Australian dad.
And my next phone call was to a dialect coach because I had to perfect my Australian accent almost immediately.
Can we hear that again, please?
Please play it again.
And my next phone call was to a dialect coach because I had to perfect my Australian accent almost immediately.
Almost immediately.
Is that how I sound?
The whole film. And I mean, they were really going down the stereotypes. He had a boat called Fat Dingo Mole. Yeah, it was amazing. And so, anyway, there's lots of jokes bantering around. And my daughter, at one point in the film, Rebel Wilson makes a joke and she lost her mind. She was giggling and laughing so hard.
Okay.
And it was an interesting joke.
Okay.
So I gave Odie a call yesterday and I'm going to let her tell you two the joke.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was talking to Ed and Grant about your favourite bit. Your favourite joke?
It's not my favourite joke.
But you did laugh at it. Yeah. Go.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yep. So they say their name Evermore. Sometimes Amy says, my grandma's in a band called Never Moist because the grandma's wrinkly and old and Never Moist.
So true. I love that joke. So, yeah, what's the name of the band with Ruby Rose in it? They're called?
Evermoist.
Yeah. And Fat Amy, a.k.a. Rebel Wilson, says that her nana
is in a band called Never Moist.
Yeah, because nanas are?
Wrinkly and old.
Correct. Such a joke. Thank you for explaining that joke.
It's okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That's so cute.
131060, kids explaining adult concepts.
So good.
This is what I want to know because sometimes kids will see something or hear something that is really adult, but their little minds compute it differently.
Yeah. Yes. So when your daughter starts laughing at that joke in the movie, I was very were you shocked? Yeah, were you like, what is she?
I was concerned then proud.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Chip off the old block.
You are so mature in your comedic senses.
Yeah.
Because obviously, for those who don't know, when women go through menopause, you get a dry vagina. And that's what that joke is referring to. What?
Well, no, that's what the joke is referring to.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Some, a lot of people listening might not have understood the joke.
Well, I was still on my old wrinkly granny thing myself.
Well, that's what...
So we've all learned something.
Yeah. My daughter took it as it meant that they don't moisturise enough.
That's so
cute. And so...
It's about your skin condition. Quality as to whether you've been exposed to too much sun over your 70s.
Yes,
so we need to. So kids explaining adult concepts.
Yeah, maybe your kid has heard something and then told you about it, and
Told you about something.
Yeah, it's
that's
like,
great.
That's not exactly right, but sure.
What's your kid's take on an adult concept?
Yeah.
What do they believe
maybe
is going on?
Maybe they found an electric ear cleaner in your top drawer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 13.
You know.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
That stuff.
Oh, if your ears get dirty enough, you'd use that ear cleaner. 131060. Your kids or kids around you explaining adult concepts.
Ask a kid what sex is at 3, you'll get a very interesting answer.
What is their version of the adult concept? Em, your daughter, very, very cute.
Suck it.
She Pitch Perfect 3.
Yes.
You guys saw it together.
We did.
And there was an adult joke in there that she laughed at a lot.
She did.
And so you asked her, hey, yeah.
What is that? Why are you laughing, doll?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a joke about a band called Evermoist, and then Fat Amy said, oh, my nana's in a band called Nevermoist.
Yeah.
Odette will explain it. What's the name of the band with Ruby Rose in it? They're called?
Evermoist.
And Fat Amy, a.k.a. Rebel Wilson, says that her nana
is in a band called Nevermoist.
Yeah, because nanas are...
Wrinkly and old.
Correct!
Yeah.
Such a good joke. Nanas are wrinkly and old.
That is so true.
And that's why that joke is funny.
And we will leave that one there.
100%.
And Gina, we're asking you on 131060, your kid explaining adult jokes and adult concepts. Gina from St. Clair. Hey, Gina.
How you going, guys? Good morning.
Yeah, going really well. How are you going now? Is this your seven-year-old?
Amazing. Tell me.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. So husband and I are in the kitchen. Lovely seven-year-old runs inside. We get a lot of pigeons in the backyard, and he's running in demonstrating the pigeon sitting down and explaining that there's another pigeon on top of him flapping his wings and he's flapping his arms. And he said, why do they fight like that? So my husband and I had to glare at each other, leave the room, because we just couldn't stop laughing.
Now, why is that pigeon smoking a cigarette after the fight?
Good. He was tired.
He's tired. Thank you, Gina.
Sam and Cronulla, hello.
Awesome.
Hi. My son, he's 6 years old and he's so cute. He does it with music a lot. So I'll be playing like my old school songs from the noughties, all my favourites. And the latest one he's attached to is, you know the song Horny? I'm Horny, Horny, Horny.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, pretty
Moose T, if I'm not mistaken.
Moose
Correct. Yes. He's singing Honey, 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 and I don't have the heart to tell him that it's wrong.
That's so
Isn't
cute.
It? Song lyrics with kids is a strange one because Odette's favourite song for a while was Rihanna's song, There's Sex in the Air, Whoa. I Don't Care, I Love the Smell of It.
Whoa.
And I was like, no. No, you don't love the
smell. No. It's not a good smell and you don't love it. You're not allowed to love it.
Yeah.
But M, here we go.
It's so late. When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic.
entertainment.
Here we go.
Wow, big news, everyone. The Jonas Brothers are rumoured to be reuniting.
Oh.
Yes. I'm so excited. I don't care about their music. I just like looking at them.
So wow. Everybody under like 12 is going nuts right now?
Nah, I feel like this is a thing for the 20-year-olds because okay. They were big when the now 20-year-olds were like 5 because okay. My kid loved them. Nick Jonas, Joe Jonas and the other one might be coming back together. We're very excited. Now, you know who broke this news?
Delta.
No, Tommy Wiseau, the guy that James Franco played in The Room,
the weird room guy.
Yeah.
The one that, even though the movie was about him and James Franco had spent months pretending to become him, when that guy tried to speak at the Golden Globe, James Franco pushed him away from the microphone.
Yeah, 100%.
That guy.
He broke it. Now, also interesting fact, Nick Jonas is reportedly dating Demi Moore.
What's the age difference?
Double.
Give me an age difference.
20-odd years.
No, you're making it up.
No, I'm not. That's got to be more than that.
Producers, I've got to find that out. Because Demi's got a good run here.
Yeah,
she's Demi Moore.
Bruce Willis, down. Then she went down to Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
And then that stopped and then anything in between.
She's 55.
She's 55.
He'd be 25.
Good.
30 years.
Solid work.
Wow. Mate,
but he has a little penchant for the hot older woman, was dating Delta and was romancing Mariah reportedly as well.
Oh, that's tough going. What? 28. He's 28. She's 55.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm not too far off, was I?
Yeah, no,
Thank you so much. Now, in exciting news. Now, normally I won't talk about the Kardashians, but I'm lifting my ban.
Okay. Good.
Because there's a mad, I'm bang up for conspiracy theories, guys. Oh, my God, I'm getting frothy over it. Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
Kim Kardashian, her third child has arrived via surrogate.
Okay.
Okay, so she had problems with the second pregnancy, so they decided to go surrogate her and Kanye.
So when was it born?
They had a daughter on Tuesday.
Do we not know the name or?
Not yet.
Oh, so
healthy baby girl.
Is there a contest?
Or... No, not yet. But the theory is, over the weekend, there was also rumours that her youngest sister, Kylie, went into labour. So the theory is, oh my gosh, lock it down, guys. Turn off the music, lock it down. Apparently, everyone's saying, Eddie, you even ready?
Yeah, no, I think I am.
Kylie gave birth to Kim and Kanye's child.
Whoa! So her younger sister was the surrogate for her.
Yes!
Because I heard that Caitlin was carrying the latest one.
And that was... That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, at 8:14. Yes, it's a little bit later than it normally is, but that's just giving you all time to think and reflect. We are trying to give away this $10,000, Em and Grant. And who have we got today?
Lee in Windsor. Hi, Lee.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Lock it down. You're too excited. No, you got to just keep things real low-key. Otherwise, you just get ka-flustered. Ka-flustered.
Yep. That's a good word.
I don't know what I was trying for there.
We've got a new word.
Quizmaster Danya, I'll hand it over to you.
The calmer you are, the better you'll go. We want you to do well. So you ready, Lee? From Windsor?
Okay. All right, what's my letter?
Okay, you've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, right? Yeah, all your answers must start with the letter P. P for plum.
Plum,
so for each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. So we must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And the adjudicator's word's final. You ready? P is what we're going for. Okay, here we go. Name a school subject.
Pass.
Name a fruit.
Plum.
Name an American city.
Pass.
Name a car brand.
Porsche.
Name a type of fish.
A pufferfish.
Name an instrument.
Piano.
Name a female celebrity.
Paulini.
Name a type of beer.
Pilsner.
Name a NRL team.
Panthers.
Yeah, we've got to take that. We'll take Panthers, won't
take
we?
Panthers.
Looking at the adjudicators. $600.
Nice work, Woo! Lee. Well done. Not too bad.
Yes, that's awesome.
Bit of handy cash to put in your skyrocket.
Yeah, that'll do something nice for the kiddies.
Yeah, and Paulini's wrap to be mentioned there too. Fantastic.
if you're in the car driving to work, Paulini, right now, big shout out to you.
Where is she these days?
She's doing driving her car.
She's doing a great job on the bodyguard somewhere around the nation. Another chance to win tomorrow with Alpha Bucks. Grant and Em, I want to talk about sneaky debt. Now, sneaky debt is when something that maybe starts out, you think it's helpful, or it starts out innocent, but can quickly snowball into where you suddenly realise, oh my goodness, I've got a debt that I didn't realise I was racking up. The one that immediately comes to mind to me, Em, is the old get a parking fine, you move, and then before you know it, the fines rack up, which I think has happened to you.
I had the sheriff knocking on my door. Sheriff. Like, the sheriff actually rocked up.
On a horse?
I didn't even know they could do that. No, sadly. And he wasn't, like, didn't have a badge or a hat.
Yeah, eat the sheriff.
I'm like, are you really a sheriff? Because you just look like an accountant to me.
Yeah.
Where's your horse, idiot?
Show me your gun before I give you my television.
But yeah, if you move, they keep, they record. And then, so I had to go on an installment plan. I owed thousands.
Oh, no.
But the big one now, especially for young girls, is something called Afterpay.
Yeah, Afterpay. Okay, so for those saying
young gays. I know some young gays have got in trouble here.
So what is Afterpay? Afterpay is a digital service that makes it possible to buy something now and pay it off in fortnightly installments. So it's not like lay-by where you used to go, oh, I'll put some money here, Grant. You know, you'd pay it off basically in-store at David Jones and then you would finally receive your Kendo and jumper.
So you get the item up front. So it's better than lay-by.
You take it home. No money laid down.
You take it.
And then 2 weeks later, you start making repayments.
That's right.
But what if you're late?
Now, what's the catch? Most of the purchases will be paid in the fortnightly installments. Missing an installment results in a $10 fee. And if you fail to make the repayment within the week, another $7 fee will be charged.
Right.
Missing all the repayments on a pair of $100 jeans then has the potential to put you back an additional $68. So
wow.
As it starts
That's
to
more
clock,
than half.
Yes, it is. As it starts to... It clicks over.
Yeah.
And it's not charging interest, but there are those fees attached to it. So 131060, if this is ringing a bell for you, if you've got yourself in sneaky debt, the other one is those payday loans. You know, with the various animals freaking payday loans.
Yeah.
Cash train
we won't
and all
say
those.
Don't say the name.
Yeah, don't say
everyone's a potential sponsor, Grant.
So they're various payday loans.
Yes.
Which I think do have interest attached.
Yeah.
And I can imagine that it would be very easy to get sneaky debt with those. The other one is that when people just seem to get credit cards sent to them in the mail that they didn't ask for.
Mm. Now, the limits go up and you don't realise.
We just fell for that trick just recently.
You?
Yeah, because our cards were due to be, like, the expiry date was approaching. So what the bank did is it sent us these new cards before they had expired. We thought they were the new ones, so we just registered them. And what they were an increased limit, even though we didn't ask for it.
They do that.
After we registered these new cards, which we thought we were just the same ones rolled over from the last account, then we realised all of a sudden now we've got, like, a much increased credit, which is just not what we wanted, but they tricked us by sending that before the card was up.
That's a trick.
I know. If I were, Afterpay had have been around when I was in my early 20s and not a stable job and I did have credit cards, I would be in jail. If I could have accessed and bought clothing and shoes and makeup without having to pay for them, I would have 100%. I would have just not left the house.
How good would it be in jail if your cellmate, you go, what are you in for? And they go, I did over a survey. Em, what are you in for? Too much glitter. Too much glitter.
Maddie in Blacktown's called in on 131060. Hey, Maddie.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Now, you're in some trouble with Afterpay.
Some trouble or a lot of trouble.
What happened?
It started out with a dress and it ended up with everything. Makeup, I have pillowcases, furniture, the list goes on.
And so how quickly did you get, is there a limit to the amount of Afterpay they were letting you use, or how did you get so much stuff in that 2 week period before you had to start paying it back?
I'm up over a grand.
Whoa.
Because,
and are you addicted? Would you say you're addicted to being able to get the stuff up front without parting with any cash?
Absolutely. Because you just forget that you have to pay for it. So it basically arrives the next day. And then 2 weeks later, you're reminded with a text, like, you've got to pay this now. And it's a bit confronting.
So the temptation's too great. So it puts it out of sight, out of mind. You forget about it before you realise it. After a couple of easy transactions of just, you know, doing it, all of a sudden you're in deeper than you thought.
Yeah.
Maddie, do you lose sleep at night over this? Is this your 1 a.m. wake-up panic?
No, I think it's more my partner's 1 a.m. wake-up panic.
Okay.
Someone else's problem.
Good.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks
Maddie. Right. Thanks for your honesty.
Because the other thing you can get stuck doing is when a relationship breaks up and you guys separate, if you might have an e-tag that's under their name, you continue to run across, you know, the bridge or the tunnel, you know, thousands of times. All of a sudden, the bills are going to a person who didn't realise that the e-tag is still on their name. So I've had rock up, you're wanting to collect thousands and thousands of dollars. Not only that, you get fined for not paying it. That comes off your licence as well. So you lose points. So all of a sudden, you've lost your licence for an e-tag you didn't know was in your name.
131060, have you been the victim of a sneaky debt? Has something that you thought, this is fine, or something you forgot about come back to bite you? 131060, sneaky debt. On 131060, we're asking you, have you got yourself into some sneaky debt? We were talking about something called Afterpay, which, to be honest with you, Em, Grant, I'd never really heard of until we started speaking about it, where you can grab something, Grant, and you don't have to pay for it for 2 weeks.
It's reasonably new, though, I think, isn't it? A form of payment?
To be, yeah.
I still love Lay-Buy. We put all the Christmas toys on Lay-Buy.
It's awesome.
In, like, Jan. Yeah. It came out, and then you know you're going back to pick them up.
Yeah, it's the excitement, the anticipation almost made that gift even better. Just
so
waiting,
awesome.
Counting down the days.
Yeah.
Of when we're going to get it. So have you got yourself into sneaky debt? Because there are lots of things that are sort of ticking away in the background that you may not even know, and then, oh, hey, presto, here we are. Tegan from Seven Hills. Tegan, you got yourself in some sneaky debt. What was it?
Mine was, I just moved up here from South Coast, so I'm not used to these roads. And tolls. Yes. They have been the death of me. I've gone through so many tolls, and I've moved in the time that I've been here, so I forgot to change my address, and all of a sudden I've got like this pile in the mail of all these fines.
How much
do you owe?
It's like $350. I just should have paid the $2 when I went through, but...
I know. So you don't have an e-tag?
No.
Oh, you've got to get an e-tag thing. So here's why I think it's a bit of a scam that they're running. This thing about sending a physical letter to your house...
Like, they charge you to do that as well.
Not email.
Just
email? Text message? Send me a tweet, guys.
Yeah. Anything. A pigeon. Yeah. Anything but a letter.
Pigeon knows where I am. Hit me up.
Rihanna in Penrith, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. You got some sneaky debt?
Oh, gosh, yes. The Civic Video closed in my house, and I got hit with a letter for $450.
What?
For a DVD I didn't return.
One DVD?
Ages ago when I was in high school. Like really old.
I worked at Civic Video for 9.5 years. In Bondi Junction and Rose Bay. We changed the name 3 or 4 times, but it was a Civic Video. I got to tell you something, Rihanna. You don't have to pay that. That company is on its knees. You will
it's yearly revenue.
You will outlast that company.
What was the DVD? Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, what was it?
I think it was like Snakes on a Plane or something. I didn't even.
Oh, a great documentary, Snakes on a Plane. My favorite movie. Thanks, everyone.
Sam Smith, there was an opportunity to. He's in town at the moment.
Yes.
And unfortunately, Em, that you were busy. I was busy, and Grant couldn't care less. So
it's almost like we wanted to set up the new guy, though.
Yeah, it is almost like that.
It's almost like that.
Lackey Jack is his name.
Yeah.
And he's part of the show. He's on the lowest run. Yeah.
He's new. A lot like James Corden too, by the way.
He does. Like,
I did mention that to him in the interview as well.
Did he like
with him.
Oh. Do us a favour, Jack, and let me wait till I introduce you.
This is how radio works. Sit back and take a lesson, will you?
Docky's pay.
Sorry,
so, Jack, Lackey Jack, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, real good. Real good.
I love it when we set this up a couple of days ago, so I've been really looking forward to this because you should see how nervous you
are. I can see.
You know, you're here, you're seeing, you look at the colour of his face right now. He's turning red. This is a big deal to someone like Jack who's making his national break in radio.
Well, you gave me the challenge, and then I was like, yep, I can do this. But then as soon as I sat down, I just pretty much went white, and I think I blacked out at one point as well.
Okay,
like,
Jack really got
to me.
Jack, lesson one in radio, got to reset the challenge so the audience knows what you're talking about.
So during the interview, I challenged you to, because Sam Smith is a very emotional guy, he's known for his sort of somewhat serious
beautiful lyrics.
That's
haunting.
And so haunting is good. So I said, right, Jack, you've got to get the word onions in the interview, but you can't just bung it out, you know. And I, in my mind... It was that he might make a sort of link to sort of emotional onions. Do you know what I mean?
Layers.
Like
stripping back layers of your personality or your emotions.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that was my thought for Jack, which I'm sure wasn't what happened. So
that would have been great to know before I went.
I love it if Jack just sat down and Raymond it. Onions!
Okay. So we go to the interview. Are we ready to go?
Yeah. Okay, this is here we go.
Lucky Jack's first ever assignment. He's got to get the word onions in as he talks to musical superstar Sam Smith.
Hi, this is Jack from the Today FM Breakfast Show with M, Ed and Grant. And I am joined by a special, very special guest, Mr. Sam Smith. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Really good.
Now, Sam, congratulations on the Thrill of It All album. It is absolutely amazing. Like, I've listened to it, and every song has the ability to like take you back to a moment in your life and put you back there, and every word you kind of feel. How is it that you'd be able to do that, and how's that feel, being putting that album out there?
Thank you, that's lovely. I mean, when I'm in that moment and I'm writing songs, I'm being very selfish. I'm writing about me and my and other people around me as well, I guess. There's a few of the songs on this album about people around me I love and stuff that they've gone through. It's just a very personal record. It's a diary, and if that's what you've taken from it, then job well done. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
No, and not just this album, but all your songs, they have the ability to make you want to join in and sing.
Oh,
like,
thank
I would
you.
Do that if I didn't have, like, onion breath at the moment.
Onion breath.
how do you feel about that? Whenever your music comes on all around the world, people just want to join in and sing.
Oh, I mean, it's amazing. I pinch myself every day that I get to do what I do. And I'm so excited for this tour and to be singing this year, because it's just going to be directly from me to my fans. And that's what I want, you know. In the promo run of albums, sometimes you miss that. Because you're surrounded people that kind of don't want to listen to your music a lot.
Yeah. Now, Sam, you've been in Sydney for the last 2 weeks. You celebrated New Year's here,
and
you've come to Australia quite a bit in the last few years. What does Sam Smith get up to in Sydney? You know, what have you been? I saw you did the bridge climb. What's your favourite thing to do?
Do you know what? It's very active 2 weeks, actually. I went kayaking in Palm Beach. I've loads and loads of amazing walks. I went to the cinema a few times, which was beautiful. Just hanging around Surrey Hills. I mean, mostly in all the gay bars, dancing and drinking a lot of wine. The food is incredible here too. I've had some amazing food.
Oh, nice. Have you like tried a Bunnings hot dog?
No.
You need to try a Bunnings hot dog. So if you get a weekend, ooh, on a Saturday and Sunday, Bunnings are a massive big hardware store, and ooh, they do a sausage sizzle every Saturday and Sunday. And ooh, like you have like onion and like some tomato sauce,
ooh, that
and ketchup.
Great.
It is amazing. You have to
I went to BL Burgers. Have you been there?
No.
On Oxford Street.
Oh.
Oh my Christ. It's insane. It's insane. You need to get the Blame Canada burger.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I will.
I'll try the hot dog.
Now, Sam, I saw that you did a carpool karaoke with Mr. James Corden.
Yeah.
I don't know if you see it, but I kind of get called out on looking a bit like him sometimes.
Okay.
Can you see it or no?
A little bit. Tiny bit.
Someone
says really.
I've got a bit more like an oniony coloured hair, but that's all right.
I love how you keep saying onions. It's brilliant.
I don't know why.
Is there like a deal to say as onion as many times as you can?
I don't know what you're talking about, Sam. Anyway, like the only thing that I fail at when trying to impersonate him is the accent. So I want to give you... something and you rate me, okay?
Okay, go for it.
Hey, it's James. Good?
No, that was bad.
No. All right. Now,
sorry.
Okay. Now, Sam, have you, while you've been in Sydney,
mm-hmm,
have you managed to catch Family Feud, Australia's number one game show?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Well, next time you come, make sure you get on board.
Okay.
It's with our very own Grant Daniel, one of the hosts of our show.
Fun.
And look, I'll play a little game with you. Play a little Family Feud with you. Okay. So basically, I'll say something, you just have to name it.
Okay.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Name a vegetable that makes you cry.
Onion. This is it. I love this.
Okay. Ready again? Okay. 3, 2, 1. Name a 5-letter word starting with O.
Onion.
Oh, you're good. For survey
yeah.
says that's the
you
correct
actually make
answer.
Me
that's
eat
the highest
onion now.
Answer.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are, you know, you're looking super fit these days. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What sort of foods do you have to stay away from? Like
onion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say that. I have to stay away from onion too. It does make me a little bit gassy, but that's okay. Now, Sam, thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. We hope you have enjoyed Sydney.
I've
got a little gift for you.
Is it an onion?
It
It's not a
It is the Em Rusciano Try Hard book.
Ooh.
So Em is also a host on our show.
Oh, amazing.
And yeah, you know, it's got some great stories. You can read it on your plane.
I love
back
the
to,
cover.
You can read it on your plane back to wherever you like, back to England, or when you come back to Australia for your tour.
Amazing.
There's a great chapter on onions in there as well.
Yeah, one too many.
But yeah, Sam, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, man.
Okay.
Where oh
do
my God.
It. Well done, Jack.
Killed it.
Where do we start?
That I mean, was awesome.
Look, it needed an edit.
Yeah. It was way too long. I was so bored, except you gave him my book, and then I was up.
M actually had moved on to something. Lucky Jack, you did very well. The official onion count is 5 from you, but 7 from Sam Smith.
He took it really well.
Yeah, nice. I was very nervous, but I warmed into it, especially the Bunnings hot dog chat, like, warmed him up.
And, yeah. You
know, not a hot dog.
We don't want a self-air check, mate. That's our job. Yeah. Okay, we'll tell you.
And it's also, it's actually not a hot dog. It's a...
I know, I've been grilled
sausage
for that.
In sausage bread, sandwich. So, yeah, sausage
sandwich.
Hey, mate, sandwich. Very good. I like it when you said that all of the songs took you back to a time in your life. That was really emotional. I was thinking to myself.
They really which, did. They really did.
Really? Which bit in your life did
yeah,
the
what,
Sam
where's, where's, where,
stay yep. with me, like... I just, oh. I've asked people to stay with me before.
And how'd you go?
Most of the time they say no.
What's the
but
response?
Yeah.
No. Took me back to that moment of rejection.
What if
really
I
hurt.
Buy you a Bunnings sausage sizzle?
Okay, this has now bled into tomorrow's show. So
Lucky Jack. Good job, mate.
Videos up online.
Videos up online. There's some hand cream stuff at the start that you need to see, which was...
Okay.
But I believe, Grant Denyer, that you've been getting around the office calling yourself the prank master general.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, Ashton.
That you do love a little bit of a little bit of a scamp. You're a bit of a playful scamp. Mm. And we don't know what this is.
Me and my wife do. We like to prank each other.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a little game where we always just like to continually surprise each other with little pranks here and there. It's kind of like
what's
Chessy
done to you?
Yeah. Oh, she's done lots of things to me. Don't you worry about that. But I think I have unintentionally won the best prank of 2018, even though it's already
January.
It's
cool.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
17.
Let me set the scene. So we're at a theme park on the Gold Coast over Christmas, right? And it's a hot day. It's a summer day. I'm wearing shorts. She's wearing a nice little strapless dress, and we're having a great time. And I said, "Let's go on the roller coaster."
Good one. Mm-hmm.
Which we love to do. We're thrill seekers. You know that.
Yeah,
now,
I know, mate.
At a certain 100%. Point,
got a jet ski.
The roller coaster goes upside down. I thought in all my immaturity that I just reach across and have a little tug on the dress. So what's happened
sort of
is...
Sort downwards? Are you tugging the dress downwards?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you expose nip?
Well, we were upside down, so I've just had a little tug and everything came out. Like the whole box and dice. What? That's not what I intended.
Boobs akimbo.
Boobs akimbo. They're all running loose. They're breaking free.
And right,
the hounds are out.
She's breastfed 2 kids. I know what happens to boobs after that. There is no gravity involved there. They're just straight up in your head or under your armpit.
She's reaching for the sky and trying to stuff them back into the bag.
Dear, I would murder you.
It gets worse. It gets worse.
It can't. It gets worse.
I didn't realise that at that point of the roller coaster, while we're upside down, while everything's coming out, that's the exact point. You know when you go on a ride that they set up those cameras that take photos of your picture so you can review how much fun you had or terror on the ride? That's at that time everything went flash.
Yeah, literally.
So I thought at this point I'm in a lot of trouble right now.
You are in a world
of
trouble.
Well, let's find out. Let's find out.
Oh, is she on the line?
Yeah, Shezzy. Hey, Shezzy.
Hello. Hey. How are
mate.
You, gang?
Yeah, mate, if Scotty pulled this on me, I'd go to such lengths to cover my T-Rex tits, I'll tell you right now, because my boobs look like a pair of sports socks with golf balls down the bottom.
I hear you. Mine look pretty similar, and I feel so sorry for the two little children who were sitting in front of us who were so excited to run down and get their photo. And they had to see my...
Oh, my God, I just remembered.
Yeah, what happens is you get off
Everyone
the ride,
the
you
ride.
Run round to the little viewing window to see the
it's
pictures.
It's not a personal photo. It's a whole carriage.
Yeah. There was like 200 people crammed around this monitor all having a look.
Yeah, and all looking back at me and laughing.
Oh, Chessie, did you buy the photo?
No, I didn't. I walked away pretty quickly. I had a
snotty tissue stuck in my bra at the time. Fell down and hit someone in the face.
It hit the person behind us.
So it was a double whammy. I'll never go on a roller coaster again.
Chezzy, your lovely husband, Grant, is calling it prank of the year. He's saying it's the best prank that you guys prank each other. It's the 17th of January. That's how he sees
it. I know. What's he thinking?
How do you view this prank?
Look, you know, it's up there. It's definitely up there. But the fight is on.
She got me back, though. Straight after that ride, she took me onto the merry-go-round where I wasn't tall enough to get on.
I don't even have to do this short, Chase. Brilliant. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, Jess. It's 9:03. We out of here. We are done.
Oh, God, yeah.
We will see you tomorrow. You're a bit tired, eh, love?
I always hit a wall about now.
You do, don't you?
I come out a bit fast.
Yeah, no, you're doing well, though.
Thanks.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, they say. We are back tomorrow. Don't you worry. Entertainment's back on.
Thank God. We've got
another 10 grand with Alpha Bucks. Hopefully a kangaroo will go crazy somewhere so we can talk about that. Till then, check all the socials. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye. Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.